Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Chav Daled, Megillah 24. And today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah explains those things that disqualify the Birkat Kohanim because of the concern that a person is going to look at the Kohen when he is giving the priestly blessing. So when the Kohen does what's called the Birkat Kohanim, he's supposed to stand in front of the people and bless them by raising his hands. That's called Nesias Kapayim. And so if he has something disqualifying there, that's going to disqualify him from leading the Birkas Kohanim. So says our Mishnah on 24b, Kohen Sheish Biyadav Mumin, let's say there's a Kohen who has in his hands a blemish there of some sort, lo yisa as kapav, he's not allowed to lift up his hands to bless the people. Rabbi Yehuda is of the position, af mi shehayu yadav tzivuos satim, even not only if he has a blemish, but even somebody who has red dye on his hands, or maybe it's istim upua, that's a different version. And so that is where it's not red, but it's blue. Istim is blue and pua is red. So if he has some dye in his hands, lo yisa is kapav, he's not allowed to do the birkat kohanim. Mipnei, and the Mishnah explains, because the people are all going to look at him, because the explanation that the Mishnah is giving goes both according to Rabbi Yehuda and also according to the Tana Kama, the first position, that since he has on his hands something unusual, the people are going to look at it during the time of the blessing. And you're not allowed to look at the hands of the Kohen during the time of the blessing. Rashi explains why. Rashi says, L'fisha am mistaklin lo, because the people are going to be looking at the hands. And we say, Maseches Chagiga, Rashi says, it says in Chagigah 16a, Hamastakal b'kohanim b'shah shenosin es kapayin, if somebody looks at the kohanim when they lift up their hands, einav kahos, his eyes become dim, ufisha shchina, because the divine presence, shora al yadehin, the divine presence is resting on their hands. And so therefore, it's considered to be like you're going to be diminishing your hands, and so therefore, diminishing your eyes. And so therefore, if a person is going to have something that will attract the eyes of the Mispalim to look at the hands of the Kohen, that would be dangerous. The Tosos in Chagigah explains that the Rashi explains that because they're going to lift up their hands and then the people look at them, their hands are going to go dim because the Shechina is there. But this only applies, says Tosfos, only in the temple times, because that's when the Kohanim used to bless the people with the Shema Mefurash by reciting the actual name of God, as the Gemara in Chagigah tells us, also the Gemara in Yuma tells us. But when there's no temple, so then the prohibition of looking at the hands because the divine presence is there and then your eyes will grow dim, that doesn't apply because the divine presence is not there. So therefore, the whole reason why it's prohibited is because then the people who are praying there are not going to have, it's a different reason, the people who are praying there are not going to have proper intent, proper kavana for the blessing as it's being said. That's how the Beis Yosef says in the name of the Tshuva Ashkenazis. So the Tosfos HaRosh, however, writes that even nowadays, where the Kohanim are not blessing with the Shem HaMefurash, with the actual name of God, nevertheless, somebody who looks at the Kohen's hands, his eyes are not going to grow dim. However, we still shouldn't look at it, says the Tosfos HaRosh. What's the reason? Because, and this is a beautiful expression, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisbaruch, is meitzitz mi bein kashrei etzboseim. Hashem Yisbaruch is looking from between the fingers. Hashem's presence is not really resting on the hands, but Hashem is still looking from between the fingers. As it states in the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 19, Mashkiach that God is peering through the lattices. And so therefore, That's the concept that even today, where the Kohanim don't use it, Shema Mefurash, nevertheless, it's going to be prohibited because God is still peering through the fingers. And the Rivavon writes that nowadays the rabbis made a decree because we still shouldn't look at the hands because the temple is going to be rebuilt any second. And then people are going to forget that you're not supposed to look at the hands in the temple. And so therefore, the rabbis still made a decree. The Turi Evan also explains that why did Rashi have to give this explanation? According to the explanation that it's going to mess up your kavana, it's going to be the same law that you're not allowed to look any place because that's also going to mess up the kavana. And also, there's no prohibition only if you're really gazing, but just if you just glance a little bit, that's not going to mess up your intent. Nevertheless, the people have the practice now, says the Mishnah Berurah, not to look at the Kohen's hands at all. Many people have the custom to put, especially in outside the land of Israel, to put your hands over your talus over your head, so you don't look at all. And what's the reason for that? Zecher l'mikdash, to remind us of the temple, that the temple will be speedily rebuilt, and therefore remember that in the temple we weren't allowed to look. So therefore we put the talus over our head, and we don't look now. Also to remind ourselves that when the temple is rebuilt, we're also not going to be able to look. But biblically speaking, a person who has a blemish can do the Birkas Kohanim because biblically speaking, it's not prohibited. It's just that this is the practice that developed Zecher HaMikdash, remembering the temple.